It's 7:22 on a Wednesday morning. Joining us now at our studios is Northfield City Administrator Ben Martin. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Let's. You had meetings of plenty last night. Three meetings actually last night. We had a regular meeting. We had a work session, and we had a closed meeting last night. I guess start off with a regular meeting. You had to have that because you have a new community development director. Tell us about it.
Yeah, in our normally scheduled meetings on this Tuesday of the month, we would have work sessions where we don't take action, so we needed a special meeting. And the timing of this, as we went through the process of looking to fill our community development director, really a process starting back in March where we opened it up to applications across the country and do recruitment materials. Do some independent scoring with our human resources department as it comes in to kind of look at qualifications and background and experience to bring to the table. And then we did a series of a few different rounds of interviews with that and ended up landing with what we think is going to be a really great candidate for Northfield and a good fit for our community development department as well. And that's Jake Riley. Jake comes to us from the Met Council currently. So that's the regional planning organization for the Twin Cities metropolitan area. But he's got over 15 years of professional community development and redevelopment project experience. He also worked for the City of St. Paul in their planning department as a senior planner for a period of time. And he's got a background in the area as well with a master's in urban and regional planning from the Humphrey Institute at the University of Minnesota. Very well-recognized program, too. And our former director, Mitzi Baker, had a degree from there as well. So really excited about having Jake come in. I know he has some actual local ties here to Northfield as well. He went to college at St. Olaf, and he actually worked for the Northfield News for a period of time. So he said, I worked in the building that the city recently is in the process of acquiring and served as kind of a community reporter.
Boy, I'm trying to recall that.
Yeah, so Jake Riley. Sounds like it when he was like in college and maybe a little bit out, so it wasn't a long period of time. But
what time span are we looking here?
I think that'd be a great interview question for him when he comes in, because I don't have that much detail in front of me today. But he said last night he was in the audience that it passed unanimously by the city council. We did have a few council people involved as well as some board and commission members from the community development department in the interviewing process. So we had some familiarity within our council of those. But he said it kind of feels a little bit like coming home after going to college here and having some connections, and he really likes Northfield. I think the one thing he spoke about too is some of our goals around sustainability. He's very interested in historical preservation, and we have a couple of really big projects in the works, I guess. One privately driven, one by the city involved with our redevelopment on 5th and Water Street. So he's really looking forward to that aspect as well. But certainly has a lot of experience. I know our community development department is really strong right now with our staffing and has some good energy going on. And they're very excited about Jake starting as well. So end of June would be his start date, and he's going to have plenty of work to do as he kind of transitions in. So it's a lot of good things happening in our community development department.
All right. We'd love to have him in once he gets in and settled. Let's move on to the regular work session that was planned last night. You talked about the budget. You made some decisions about some discussion about the budget timelines. Usually it doesn't get wrapped up until fairly late in the year, and then you have to approve it in December. But you'd like to get that done a little bit early this year, at least the roll up your sleeves portion of it.
Yeah, we'll get started here in June with our audit process usually kicking off. So this is when we're looking at the calendar, and pretty commonly we kind of evaluate the budget as the year's end and say what can we do better the next time around, and what maybe are some goals for best practices and from management standpoint. And one area that we're going to continue, we're not going to achieve it next year completely, but we're going to be continuing to work on is more multi-year financial planning, and then eventually getting into longer-term financial planning and modeling work within what we do. And so we've been making incremental steps to put us in a position to do better in that area. So next year, one area we're looking at, like you said, Jeff, is we've for quite a long period of time been doing a two-year budget process, but I would say that second year really doesn't get a strong look, or it's not very realistic in my mind. in the way that we develop it. So that's one goal, is to let's try and find ways to make that a, make this a 2-year process to get serious with that second year. And so as part of doing that, what we're looking at doing is trying to accelerate the current year that we're looking at. So for 2023, we set a preliminary levy in September and then a final levy in December. So our goal has is what we're suggesting as a goal for this year is really to try and look at that September preliminary levy to be a more realistic final levy number. The budget can go up or down after that point in time. It's also what the tax statements are based on that come out at the end of November for the taxpayers to take a look at our hearings we have in December. So one goal would be is to try and be more, we can't adopt it, and we can't adopt a final one in September legally. You have to still wait till December, but really trying to get into a mindset of let's roll up our sleeves, try and get the first year knocked out, or the upcoming year in the budget knocked out here in September. We've been able to do that with all of our utility funds. That was a goal a few years ago where we're adopting those in September, setting that part of the budget is pretty much done. So that the second half of our budget year after September can be primarily be fine-tuning things like we won't have our health insurance renewal, so get that kind of clarified after September, maybe tweak a little bit on our capital planning and things, but really be focused more on year two as well. And I think that will lead to more predictability in tax levy, more predictability in kind of planning for the future. So that's a primary goal. The longer-term financial plan is in the works, but we're kind of building the foundation still of that. We're in the process of purchasing a new software, accounting software, and that's pretty important as it relates to our financial planning model. So that'll probably be a next year or the year after goal that we'll be implementing to move to some longer-term financial planning. And it'll allow us to do more what-ifs. I think it'll allow us to communicate, have better expectations of the community of what might be coming. We're pretty strong in that area in our utility funds. We got a pretty much locked in 5-year plan with our utility funds, where if you want to kind of see where utility rates going and why, there's a pretty clear picture. I'd like to see our general operations there eventually.
All right, let's move on. The corner of Jefferson Parkway and Jefferson Road, that intersection was discussed last night, and the possibility of putting a roundabout there in the future was also discussed. Tell us about that.
We have a resurfacing mill and overlay plan coming up here in 2024 as it relates to Jefferson Parkway from Highway 3 to Maple Street. And so we're kind of starting to get geared up for that. Our 2009 Northfield Comprehensive Transportation Plan that was done did monitor a few particular intersections of focus as it relates to areas that might be of concern. And so they've been doing some pre-planning for that intersection. We've experienced some crashes in that area. We've also had issues where heading eastbound on Jefferson Parkway, going out on Highway 3, we have had times during peak demand, particularly around the morning school time, where we might even have stacking backing all the way up to Highway 3. And so we've been looking at, the engineering department hired SEH to do some preliminary analysis. And based on that, a number of things, including safety for all roadway users. We've got transit going on there. We've got high pedestrian levels. We do have vehicles. It's probably like the highest vehicle roadway, local roadway that we have in Northfield. I think Dave said it's higher than Woodley Street as it relates to traffic counts on that area. We also know the Milltown State Trail is going to come through that area when that's completed. So there's just a lot going on at that intersection, so it's really important to look at that. And so when they went through kind of a professional engineering analysis based on kind of all roadway users within that area, they came to the conclusion that preliminarily they're looking at a mini roundabout at that location as a design solution. And so it's obviously similar to a full roundabout, but on a much smaller scale. So the center island's much smaller. It doesn't have the large landscaping in it to it, so it's raised, would have concrete, could still has an apron that you can drive over. And it does have some protected islands as we do the crossings for the pedestrians. We'll be able to shorten a little bit the pedestrian crossing intersections. And but it also will allow for a smoother and efficient flow of traffic. Now, one of the concerns, I think, is it's a pretty wide intersection right now. So trying to visualize or get a sense of, you know, will people be able to zip right through this roundabout was a concern. But because of the medians and then the narrowing up of the traffic lanes, we have some videos of Shakopee and things, too, to show how we were able to bring speeds down further. So that's one of the concerns that we're certainly taking a look at, too. What can we do to calm the traffic, slow down the traffic through that area as they go through? And so this is a little bit of a precursor for the upcoming preliminary engineering plan for that corridor. So we got an opportunity to do some education as to the why and the background of that from the city council last night.
I have been on the record as not being a fan of roundabouts in the past, but like the corner of Division and Jefferson Parkway, I think this is, if you're going to put a roundabout somewhere, this is the right place to put a roundabout. But let's not put any more in. We'll, I'm sure, talk more about that in the future.
Sounds good.
Commentary aside now, a big thing on the agenda last night was the discussion of the ice arena. You have a local business that would like to, that finds that tract of land desirable. Aurora Pharmaceuticals, as they continue to grow and expand, have discussion about potentially selling the ice arena or doing something with that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, interesting opportunity coming up here, I guess, for the city. And, of course, our ice arena has been an ongoing topic. It's been in our last strategic plan. We had some potential solutions that we had on what to do with the addition, with the existing ice arena. It's in pretty poor condition. We got roof needs. We've got ice system that needs to be replaced. The locker rooms and in the stands have issues with them. So there's a pretty long list of concerns with that. And so it's really not meeting the expectations of the city as it relates to taking care of our municipal assets. The tricky part is, what do you do about it? Because it's expensive. It's an expensive type of a facility to build as well as to operate. If we were to remodel that location, it would be pretty much bringing it down to the steel studs of the building, leaving the concrete in, parking lot in, and then basically rebuilding it back from there. So it would be pretty much a reconstruction. A few things we learned from the 2018 referendum, where we were looking at potentially a 1 or a 2-sheet ice arena, depending on how the fundraising went on it. Since that point in time, I think it's become clear with the other facilities that we have with Olaf. They've now opened it up to more use, and we're able to use supplemental ice time down in Faribault. The Northfield Hockey program, which has been extremely successful in Northfield, both on the men's and the women's side, has been really been a strong program and interest, is they really need 1 sheet year-round is what they're looking at. So similar to what we have today. So I think that probably simplifies things. So we've been kind of working with the plan on either a remodel of the existing site or potentially a new site for a single sheet as kind of a solution that staff's been working on to bring back some planning for. We're assuming we're going to do that in the context of our larger park study that's kind of teeing it up too, because that's another thing we heard is, I think the voters said, we'd like to have a more comprehensive look at some of our park needs. So that's kind of what we've been preparing for. However, you can't control outside forces and interest. And so one of our neighbors in the area, Aurora Pharmaceutical, which is really a gem of industry in town here, they do animal pharmaceuticals, research and development of products right here in Northfield, and then they do the manufacturing as well. They've been going through some substantial growth in employment and in capital facilities in their location, kind of down off of Highway 3 in that area. They've acquired a couple of buildings next to our outdoor rink, so there's some storage shed facility and then another retail site that they now own, which is part of their future campus growth plans. But they've got an emerging opportunity that they're looking at that would really require additional property if they were to stay contiguous on their site, which obviously you can imagine to be located on a manufacturing facility on one site is much preferred versus spreading yourself out across town. In this area, there's not a lot of space on that. So they're looking at a 50 to 75,000 square foot expansion. $15 million project estimated on current values. It would be adding 40 to 50 jobs in addition to what they've got today. And that development they're looking at probably in 5 to 7 years. Some of their research and development, they have to get federal patents and approvals through the processes. So some of these things take a little bit more time, but they're continuing to pump out new products and seeing successful growth in their company. So that would, they'd maximize the use of the parking lot for some of this needs. They'd be looking at expanding onto to our site. And you're talking, these are good jobs too, $75,000 to $90,000 per year. They've got jobs that you can come out of high school and get trained in. They've also got PhDs. So it's these are good jobs. And then after those initial jobs, they've got other growth plans on the capital within their facility too. So they're thinking even after those 40 to 50 jobs, 10 to 20 jobs per year, up to 150 total. So certainly to help keep our economy humming and have opportunities, this is certainly an opportunity we're taking a look at. And we're also trying to grow our commercial tax base in the community as well. So it hits on a number of those goals. So with that, last night we had some discussion with the council. What would that mean to the city? Well, they'd be looking at our property, you know, the entire site, a little under 4 acres, to be utilized in the future, looking potentially at a tax increment financing incentive, redevelopment incentive related to the arena being removed, because they don't need that building, remove that site, and then do some environmental review with that. Mr. Strobel, Mike Strobel, who serves also on our Economic Development Authority, is the CEO and founder of Aurora Pharmaceuticals, has been extremely clear, though, saying that they believe it's very important to find an alternative solution for the ice arena itself, and they think it's really important to our community. And so they want to be flexible and give some time to plan how we might be able to have a win-win solution out of this, and might there be some opportunities. And again, I think it makes it an easier opportunity knowing the condition of the existing building and just the fact that even if we stayed there, you'd be looking at some pretty major costs and things with that. And so we had some preliminary discussion about those opportunities and what might happen next with that.
All right. And I guess a timeline, it sounds like Aurora's taken the initiative on this, so they're ready to probably move on that, and more of the short term than the long term, but the city has a lot of things to consider in this. Do we know yet? I mean, is there going to be a resolution to this by this year? Are we going to have another referendum for a hockey arena before that happens? Any idea? Can you predict the future, Ben? Come on, tell us.
All good questions. I would say from a site location standpoint, a couple of options are fairly clear. One would be is the former site that we looked at that didn't work out, which we kind of refer to the Gleason site, a little bit further south, is still in the control of the Northfield Hockey Association, so that could accommodate a development there. Another one, I think, that we're looking at as well as the high school, the existing high school site potentially could be a location as well. So the high school, as we know, they've had a task force meeting and taking a look at primarily needs of the high school facility itself. There's some major debt coming off of the middle school that they've been looking at, needs maintenance needs related to the existing high school. That task force has really been looking at renovation and potential expansion on that site. They've also identified some needs that they've had around athletic facilities, too, that could include some indoor facilities to be integrated with that. And then not specifically part of the task force review, but certainly identified by that task force in a couple of meetings, was knowing that there are some issues with the ice arena and potentially might there be some school partnership solutions as it relates to the ice arena is certainly something, too. And it's going to be coming in June to the school board related to discussion around whether there might be a referendum coming up in November for the high school. So that'll be something we'll be discussing with the school district to see if what the interests are there. I would say that's certainly a takeaway that we had the last time around too, was interest in a stronger partnership with the school district is something we heard from the community, I think, as well as it relates to the ice arena. It's a regional facility, certainly primarily driven by athletics through the school systems that we have as well. So that could potentially be a solution. They don't have a lot of, maybe they've got some site challenges on how big the high school site is. They've got other fields they're using. So there might be some things too, if there are some ball fields impacted, the city might look to, you know, we might have to get involved too to say, do we do upgrades to some of our other baseball or softball facilities, or do some expansion too, could be something that we look at. So I think there are options on the table, and but I think when you have a business expansion opportunity like this, and also taking into consideration the condition of the building, I think the council was very motivated to say, this is an opportunity we need to take seriously and look to find solutions. And I think we've been looking at what to do with the ice arena for a couple of decades. So I think the timing is right in my mind to say, okay, we need to start as a community, come together to find some solutions around what to do with our facility.
Yeah, a lot of good discussion coming up. Ben, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. We'll see you back next week.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig. News with a side of sports. Tim coming up in just a couple of minutes. Rich is next.
This news update is brought to you by Great Rivers Mutual Insurance Company, where you can get the coverage you need from the people you know.
At Great Rivers Mutual, you get the coverage you need from the people you know. And we will be there for you when you need us most, because at Great Rivers Mutual, we grow trust locally. With 18